Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On Food and Cooking, The Science and Lore of the Kitchen by Harold McGee is a landmark nonfiction reference that explains what foods are made of, where they come from, and how heat and other techniques transform them in the kitchen. First published in the 1980s and later revised and expanded, the book helped popularize the idea that better cooking comes from understanding underlying chemistry and physics, not only from following instructions, rather than presenting recipes. McGee organizes the material around ingredients and processes, moving from familiar categories like dairy, eggs, meat, fish, grains, and vegetables to topics such as flavorings, fermentation, and the effects of temperature and time. The writing aims to translate lab-level knowledge into practical kitchen understanding, making it useful as both a book you can read for insight and a volume you can consult when something goes wrong. Its long-standing reputation among chefs, educators, and serious home cooks comes from its breadth, careful explanations, and focus on the why behind culinary results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ingredients as materials composition, structure, and behavior. A central topic in On Food and Cooking is the idea that every ingredient is a material with a specific internal structure, and that structure predicts how it behaves during preparation. McGee treats foods like dairy, eggs, meats, fish, grains, and plants as natural systems made of water, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, minerals, and microscopic architecture. This perspective clarifies why similar-looking foods can respond very differently to heat, salt, acids, agitation, or storage. Understanding composition also reframes kitchen choices: the cut of meat, the species of fish, the age of produce, and the processing history of flour or milk all shape outcomes before cooking even begins. By describing the relevant building blocks and the ways they are arranged, the book helps readers reason from first principles rather than relying on inherited rules. The benefit is practical and diagnostic. When a custard breaks, a steak dries out, or dough refuses to rise, the problem is not mysterious. It is usually a predictable consequence of how proteins set, how water migrates, or how starches and fats interact. McGee turns ingredients into knowable systems, giving cooks a more reliable foundation for consistent results and creative variation. Secondly, heat and transformation, what cooking changes and why it works. McGee devotes significant attention to the transformations triggered by cooking, especially the effects of heat on proteins, starches, cell walls, and water. Cooking is presented as controlled change proteins unfold and bond. Collagen can convert toward gelatin, starch granules swell and gelatinize, plant tissue soften, and moisture evaporates or redistributes. These shifts determine tenderness, juiciness, texture, and stability, and they also explain common kitchen trade-offs, such as browning versus moisture retention or speed versus precision. By focusing on mechanisms, the book helps readers connect technique to result across many cuisines and tools. Roasting, boiling, steaming, frying, and grilling are not isolated traditions but different ways of delivering energy and managing surface conditions. McGee also highlights why temperature matters more than time alone, because key changes occur in ranges rather than at a single point. This framework supports troubleshooting. If meat is tough, the cause may be insufficient breakdown of connective tissue or excessive moisture loss. If vegetables are dull and mushy, heat may have been too long or too aggressive for their structure. The book equips readers to choose methods and temperatures based on the transformation they want, not just the recipe they happen to follow. Thirdly, flavor and aroma, how taste, smell, and seasoning are built. Another major topic is flavor, treated as the combined effect of taste, aroma, and chemical reactions that generate new compounds during cooking. McGee explores how herbs, spices, and other flavorings contribute characteristic molecules, and how those molecules can be extracted, preserved, or lost depending on heat, fat, water, and time. This approach clarifies everyday choices, such as when to add garlic, why to toast spices, or how to balance acidity and salt to make flavors more vivid. The book also addresses browning and related reactions that create complex savory notes, helping readers understand why searing, roasting, and baking can produce flavors that boiling cannot. Instead of presenting seasoning as intuition alone, McGee shows it as an interaction between volatile aromatics, dissolved tastes, and the medium carrying them. That knowledge can make cooking more flexible. Once you understand how aromas travel and how they are affected by temperature and exposure, you can adjust technique to emphasize freshness, deepen roasted notes, or keep delicate flavors intact. The result is a more deliberate approach to building flavor, one that supports both classic preparations and invention without requiring a fixed set of recipes. Fourthly, fermentation, microbes, and time-controlled spoilage and preservation. On Food and Cooking treats fermentation and preservation as essential parts of culinary history and modern kitchen practice. McGee explains, at a practical level, how microbes and enzymes reshape foods over time, creating bread, yogurt, cheese, pickles, and other staples that depend on managed biological activity. Fermentation is shown as transformation with constrained salt levels, acidity, temperature, and oxygen exposure all influence which organisms thrive and what flavors and textures result. This topic matters not only for traditional products, but also for understanding why ingredients behave as they do, since aging, curing, and culturing change proteins, fats, and carbohydrates long before cooking begins. Preservation methods such as drying, salting, and smoking are also framed as ways to control water and microbial growth, with side effects that add characteristic flavors. By connecting these practices to underlying mechanisms, McGee makes them less mysterious and more reproducible. Readers gain the ability to interpret why a dough ferments faster on a warm day, why a brine changes texture, or why certain preserved foods have concentrated flavors. The emphasis remains on explanation rather than instruction, enabling cooks to make safer, more informed decisions when working with time-dependent processes. Lastly, kitchen science mindset observation, troubleshooting, and culinary creativity. Beyond any single ingredient category, the book promotes a scientific mindset for everyday cooking. McGee models careful observation and causal thinking. Notice what changed, identify the variable, and connect the outcome to a physical or chemical explanation. This stance helps readers move from rigid rule following to adaptable competence. In practice, it supports troubleshooting across the kitchen. If a sauce separates, you can think in terms of emulsions and stability. If whipped foam collapses, you can consider protein networks and bubble structure. If baked goods vary, you can examine moisture, gluten development, and heat transfer. McGee also situates cooking knowledge within history and tradition, showing how many techniques emerged from practical experimentation long before the science was articulated. The combination of lore and mechanism encourages creativity without abandoning reliability. Once cooks understand why a method works, they can modify it with intent, substituting ingredients, adjusting temperatures, or choosing alternate processes to reach a desired texture or flavor. This topic is one reason the book is frequently treated as a foundational reference in culinary education. It does not replace cooking practice, but it changes the quality of practice by giving readers better questions to ask and better explanations for what they observe. In conclusion, On Food and Cooking is best suited to readers who want to understand cooking rather than simply collect recipes. Professional chefs, culinary students, food writers, and ambitious home cooks gain the most because the book rewards curiosity and patient reading. Its practical value shows up when you need to solve problems or improve consistency. Knowing what heat does to proteins and starches helps you choose temperatures and methods with more confidence. Understanding flavor chemistry and extraction helps you build better seasoning strategies and avoid dull or muddy results. The discussion of fermentation and preservation adds perspective on how time, microbes, and environment shape many everyday ingredients. But Dara, what makes the book stand out in its category is its breadth and its orientation toward explanation. Many cooking science books focus on experiments, a narrow set of techniques, or modernist restaurant tools. McGee instead offers a wide map of the kitchen, organized around foods and their transformations, and connects that map to both scientific principles and culinary tradition. It functions as a reference you can consult for specific questions, and as a long-form text that deepens your intuition about what will happen before you try something. Even when you disagree with a tip or find a section dense, the habit it cultivates is durable. Cook with evidence, notice patterns, and learn the reasons behind results. If you would like to support Harold McGee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.